Many people pointed out, this is an interesting observation, that some people, when it comes to the question of the Rebbe, whether the Rebbe was happy with the fact that we said he's Mashiach or not happy about it, whether the Rebbe approved of it or not. So the proof that he approved it is because here we sang the Nigin Yuchi in the Rebbe's presence, and the Rebbe constantly urged us to sing more. That's the biggest proof. Besides all the other things that went on, how in the Sikhs himself, the Rebbe himself writes that the Rebbe of each generation is Mashiach, and Mashiach's name is Menachem, and all the other things. But one of the things which is interesting, many people bring that in the year Tavshin Mem Hei, which now we're talking about 16 years ago, almost 17 years ago, Simchas Torah, the Rebbe gave a very strong sicha that you shouldn't say that he's Mashiach. And that was in connection to singing a song about the Rebbe being Mashiach. So it's true, the Rebbe did that 16 years ago. But just like in this sicha, that even makes it stronger, the fact that later the Rebbe not only accepted the song, but encouraged the singing. Just like with the Alter Rebbe. Initially, when the Alter Rebbe said to the Chassidim, don't come to me, this is for a Navi. So therefore, later when the Chassidim came, and the Rebbe continued to answer, that was even stronger proof that he's a Navi. Why the Rebbe before said no and later less is simply because the time has changed. Just like when the Rebbe initially was approached to become the Rebbe in the first place, he also said no. This is a longer discussion, but the main point is that the power of Malchus, the power of kingdom of, in a tzaddik, in a melech, comes from the people. In fact, we're approaching Rosh Hashanah now. When you study Chassidus about Rosh Hashanah, it'll explain to us that the whole theme of Rosh Hashanah is that we coronate, we crown Hashem as a king. And that's what it's all about. This is what it says in Shulchan Aruch. For example, on Rosh Hashanah, everyone knows that you go to the water and you say Tashlich. Everyone knows the reason is because you throw out your sins from your pocket. But if you look in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, even if someone is not the greatest scholar, in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch it says there's another reason, because on Rosh Hashanah we crown Hashem as a king, and the place where kings are crowned is near the water. And that's why we always add the word HaMelech. Right now, as we're approaching the davening, we'll be learning in the halachas that we change a number of words in davening. Instead of Hokel HaKadosh, we say HaMelech HaKadosh. Instead of Ayev Zdok HaMishpat, we say HaMelech HaMishpat. And we use the word Melech a lot because we're crowning Hashem as a Melech. Hashem needs us to tell him that he's a king. So the answer is the attribute of kingdom can only be revealed and activated by the recipient bringing it out and accepting it. So the same is with a Melech, meaning with a Rebbe. That the Rebbe is a Rebbe because he's qualified to be a Rebbe, but the Chassidim, by accepting the Rebbe, bring out that Malchus. So the first year, the Rebbe also refused to hear, and he wouldn't accept the Chassidim. And there were other Rebbes, the Rebbe Rashab didn't accept the Chassidim for 10 years, and they persisted, and they insisted, and they begged, and they pleaded. And other Rebbeim was less than 10 years, but this was the way it always was, because we bring it out. So therefore, there was a time when the Rebbe didn't acknowledge it, and then there was a time that Rebbe did acknowledge it, and the same is with Mashiach. That wasn't the time for it yet.